This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. If you've got a kid, you've probably seen these self-tying water balloons in the store, maybe at a neighbor's party. They're called buncha balloons, and they look like a couple dozen balloons on long, skinny tubes. You attach them to your hose, the balloons fill with water, and when you shake the hose, they fall off, all tied and ready to toss. They bring us to this latest installment of what we call Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
Buncha Balloons is produced by Zuru and sold in countries around the world. Inventor Josh Malone came up with the idea. We reached him in Plano, Texas. Josh, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Where'd the idea come from?
Well, it came from thousands and thousands of water balloons that I filled one at a time and tied with my fingers. So just spent many hours thinking there's got to be a better way to do this.
How did it come to you? How did you sort of figure out to do it like this?
Well, I would just, you know, I would develop concepts in my head about how can we do this differently. And I tinkered around with some different things. At one point, I was stuffing mini marshmallows inside the balloon. Anyway, things like that. And then eventually I thought, can I just put a small elastic ring around the neck of the balloon to seal it? And started working on that idea, wasn't satisfied, set it aside for a year or two. And then it was the middle of winter, but I had some free time, and I pulled back out the concept of this elastic ring around the neck of the balloon. And I was able to get a ring around a balloon. And then I realized I got to figure out how to get the water into it because it was closed. So I thought if I put a small tube in there, I can pry it open and then insert the water through the tube. And then I looked at the other end of the tube. And so I had to figure out how to get the water into there. So I found one of the caps that goes on the end of a garden hose.
Right.
I put a hole in it. I put the tube in it. And then I looked at it and I thought, that tube's really lonely. There's all this room for more tubes. And rather than test it, I immediately filled the end of the cap with holes. I calculated you could fit 37 holes in the end of that cap and glued the tubes in and took it outside and connected to the hose and filled it up. And it was magical. They filled up and fell off and sealed themselves. It just worked. And I thought, maybe this solves a problem for a lot more people than just myself.
I mean, did you at that moment, was it a little bit like winning the lot? Like you just felt like you figured it out? You got it?
No, it was more like cautious optimism.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I've had plenty of ideas and some of them turned into products. And boy, the road ahead after that is just fraught with peril.
I mean, in your experience, what's harder? Is it actually having that idea and bringing it to life? Or is it getting through the production and marketing process?
The production and marketing process is always harder. And I think most inventors come to realize that pretty early in their careers.
Why is
that? So the idea is just the 80-20 principle. So 20% is the idea and the 80% is the production and marketing and finance and everything else.
What's it like broadly to be an inventor in the U.S. today?
Well, there's aspiring inventors and they enjoy it. And there's always that potential and that hope. And then there's those of us that have been moderately successful and, you know, gotten a product to market and maybe sold it business to business or sold it on a few retail shelves.
This has got to count as more than a moderate success, right?
Yeah, this was just the home run times 100. I mean, this was just unbelievable, overwhelming. I have no expectation of being able to do this again. There's just too many things that had to fall into place that were out of my control. And I could have screwed it up in a lot of different ways, but still, a lot of things went my way to be this successful.
What's the production like now? I mean, if you can just ballpark it for me, how many of these things are you guys making and selling?
It's a little over 2 million packs per month. We've produced over 2.5 billion balloons in the last 2.5 years.
Do you still go out and throw water balloons these days?
Yes.
Yeah? You're not over it? Like I could never see another water balloon and it'd be okay?
No, you know, we take a break for a while, but it's always fun to do when you're hot and you want to throw something. And if there's at least one other participant, it's still a fun time.
Josh Malone is the inventor of Buncha Balloons. Thanks so much.
Thank you.